Oxeye shut his eyes against the mid-morning sun. Licking parched lips, he looked across at Sapwood.
"Are they still parleying up there by the mountain, Sap?"
The sergeant tried to crane his head, but the rope across his throat pulled tight. He lay back with a sigh.
"It's no good. I can't see a thing, Ox. But I tell you, if an eye was Earthstripe, I'd wipe Klitsch and Farrago out as soon as they was close enough and forget us two."
Migru menaced them with his spear.
"Shut your mouths, you two."
Big Oxeye winked at him.
"Do me a favour, old chap. Go and boil your scabby head. One more word and I'll run you through."
The stoat touched Oxeye's throat with the spear point.
"Slay away, old lad, slay away."
Oxeye closed his eyes again, dismissing Migru.
"But if you harm a single hair of our handsome heads, young Master Klitsch will let his daddy skin you alive. Then he'll kill you."
Klitsch came striding up and stood over his captives. Oxeye stared boldly up at him.
"Listen, sonny, me old weasel. If that chap Migru kills us, would you be awfully kind and kill him back for us?"
"I wouldn't be so cheerful if I were you."
Klitsch kicked the big hare savagely.
"Earthstripe is leaving both of you here to die. We've given him until dawn tomorrow to make up his mind, but by then, a couple of tides will have washed over you and the gulls will be pecking at your corpses."
Oxeye raised his head slightly, smiling insolently at Klitsch.
"Feeding the jolly old birds, eh? At least we'll be doing something useful. What do you say, Sap?"
"Oh, aye, but I think I'd sooner feed him this here weasel. That's if they ain't too fussy what they eats."
Klitsch leaned down and struck Sapwood in the face. The boxing sergeant wrinkled his battered features scornfully.
"You ain't got much of a right, sonny. Try your left. It might be better. Tell you what, why not untie me, and I'll give you a free boxing lesson."
Bart Thistledown and Pennybright watched from the top of the crater. Pennybright was very upset, but Bart comforted her in his laconical style.
"Now don't be getting yourself in a tizzy, young Pen, what? Oxeye and Sap look in good form from here. No doubt my Lord Earthstripe will lead a party out and rescue him tonight."
"Oh, Bart, do you think he will?"
Pennybright gnawed her lip anxiously.
"Goes without saying, young Pen. Bad form not to, you know. My Lord would never give up his jolly old mountain. But he's a good old stick. He wouldn't leave two of his best chaps in the clutches of those vermin. You can bet your belly lettuce on that. I say, speak of the badger, and here he comes. Sir!"
Bart came smartly to attention as Earthstripe ascended the crater's stairs.
"Thistledown, get your weapons ready. There'll be you, Moonpaw, Catkin, Seawood, myself, and some others. We're going out tonight to rescue Sergeant Sapwood and Big Oxeye. Penny, you'll stay here and guard the mountain with the rest. No arguments, missy. Bart, 1 hour after sunset, be ready at the main entrance."
When Earthstripe had gone, Bart turned to the crestfallen young hare.
"See, I told you, Pen. We'll have them both back by morning. Now, now, don't stick your lip out like that, Miguel. Makes you look quite ugly. Some beasts have got to stay here and mind the old place. Cheer up. I'll slay a few for you, eh?"